This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates traded attempting to make the case to voters in the farm state of Iowa that they alone have the political fortitude and skill to take on Republican Donald Trump in the November national election. It was the seventh debate, but the last before Democrats in the U.S. heartland cast the first votes in the party's months-long nomination process at nighttime caucuses less than 2 weeks away from now on February 3rd. Iowa draws outsized national attention because it is the first in the once-every-4-years presidential sweepstakes. The U.S. House of Representatives plans to vote on Wednesday on sending impeachment articles to the Senate. We get more in the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities say an explosion at a chemical plant in northeastern Spain on Tuesday killed one person, injured nearly a dozen others. Three were seriously hurt. A press spokesman for the port city of Tarragona, where the plant is located, said a preliminary investigation indicated the force of the blast caused a nearby building to collapse, killing one person. The cause of the chemical accident is under investigation. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.